Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Welcome to the broadcast. If this is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast, let me welcome you. You know, it's no accident. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He has plans. He has purposes. And He's pursuing those plans that He has specifically with you on this broadcast today. So it's good that you've tuned in. You know, seekers will be finders, and finders will be sought. And you know, now is the time, believer, to seek the Lord with all your heart like never before. We're living in a time of amazing things happening everywhere. We've prayed the prayers for 2,000 years. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's exactly what's going on. The kingdom of God is manifesting everywhere. He's pouring out His Spirit now on all flesh everywhere. And the whole earth, and He's not going to stop doing it from here on out. The whole earth will be filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. All the nations of the earth right now are being shaken. There's great change going on everywhere throughout the earth. And it's God who's doing that shaking. You know, He said He'd shake it one more time. He'd shake everything that can be shaken, so that which cannot be shaken is what will remain. And that's what's happening. You know, a whole lot of shaking's going on, and it's all coming down because God's revealing Himself to the world, and all the lies of the institutions and the governments and the countries and the nations, cities, you know, down to a local level, they're all being turned around because God is who He says He is. The earth and all that is in it is His. He paid a price for His believers. And, you know, He's coming back for a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. He gave Himself for you, believer, that you might sanctify and that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that He might present it to Himself. I'm talking about Christ here, to the body of Christ, a glorious church, the ecclesia, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that the body of Christ should be holy and without blemish. And that's what's going on. And that's the purpose of that opening statement that I had there, which is, you know, seekers will be finders and finders will be sought. Now is the time to seek the Lord with all of your heart. So we are on a divine assignment, believer. You know, I've mentioned it so many times before over the radio. If you've been listening over the last several months, for you new believers, I'm referring to Isaiah chapter 60. It's time for God's time to be your time now, where you are to arise and shine and do this daily, for the light has come for the believer, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Got to believe it first. And for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth in gross darkness, the people, and the whole earth is filled with darkness right now. But the Lord shall arise upon you, believer, wherever you are, in whatever country or nation you are listening to this broadcast. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and His glory shall be seen upon you. And the Gentiles, the non-believers, the not yet born again, shall come to the light that's arisen upon you, and kings to the brightness of your rising. So get ready. You know, great things are happening. Great things are going on. God is on the move, and what a time to be alive. Blessed be his holy name, now and forevermore. Again, my name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. You can go to our website at touchedbyhim.org, or just type in tbhm.org on your browser, on your smart device, on your tablet, on your computer. Just type in tbhm.org for Touched by Him Ministries, and it'll take you right to the homepage of our website, where at the bottom you can get the particulars on how to contact us. Our mailing address, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. Our phone number is there. You can click on the phone tab, 970-314-4077. Reach out to us. If you've got a prayer request, call us. If you get voicemail, leave the voice message or the reason why you're calling. Leave your prayer request right then. Just like the woman with the issue of blood who said, "If I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole." When that was her claim for her healing that she needed. And when the opportunity came, she reacted upon it. So when you get that, if you get voicemail and you're calling for prayer, just leave your prayer request. And, you know, we'll start praying for you immediately when we hear it. And if you want us to get back in contact with you, just tell us and give us a way in which we can do it. Give us a phone number, give us an email address or something in which we can get back in contact with you, and we will. And also, if you've got access to email, our mailing address is praywithme@tbhm.org. praywithme@tbhm.org. That's short for Touched by Him Ministries, tbhm.org. So, you know, we print those emails, those prayer requests out. We lay hands on them, you know. And God says the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man avails much. And we lay hands on them. We make that our point of contact, that request for prayer for you. And just like the woman with the issue of blood who reached out and touched God's or the Lord's garment, God's garment, as he walked by and received her healing, pouring out that dunamis present, we lay hands on those emails that you send us, and we release that healing anointing into your life, in your body. So this is a time for great miracles, great workings going on. God is getting ready to come back, and he's coming back, as I said earlier, for a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. And you know, we see it all happening now, and he told us that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man when he's coming. And what was it like? They did eat, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Well, just like that, God is coming back, and he's going to take his ecclesia, the remnant church, out of here. And then the prophecy of Daniel is going to kick in, that final 7-year prophecy that's going to happen here on earth. That's going to take over at that point in time. But he's getting ready for us. And just like when you watch the Ten Commandments put out by Cecil B. DeMille back in the 1950s on TV this spring, during this Passover season, during this time of the Resurrection Sunday celebration, you'll know that he took them out of slavery from Egypt, when Moses led them out, there wasn't one sick, one feeble amongst them. Nobody broke, busted, disgusted. Everybody was well clothed, heading out in total freedom. This is what the Lord's coming back for his glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. That is a picture of what he's coming back for, and that's why he's making you glorious. All the promises of God are yes and amen in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing. And what you need to do is tune into it and get with it as best you can. So anyway, Touched by Him Ministries. Also, one more thing with our broadcast, we only rent, if you're listening over the radio, from our webpage, you can go to our media page. And on the media page, when you click on that, from our homepage, you click on the media page, can find it in a couple different ways, but get there, and then you'll find Radio Week. This will be Radio Week 316 of 2025, and the reason it's put out back up and out there is that we only rent 30 minutes of airtime, so we never get to finish the weekly message in the 30 minutes of time that we rent on the radio's airwaves. So you can go to that media page and hear the broadcast in its entirety. Also, the benefit of it is if you're going down the road and traveling, you can stream the broadcast wherever you go. Any more people can get internet in their vehicles, whichever way they're going, whichever direction they're headed. Just like you can go out there and reach a map service to deliver you to where your address is that you're headed, you can go to tbhm.org or touchedbyhim.org. Go to our media page, and you can stream the Word of God right into your vehicle that you're traveling in. So it's another source of blessing. And then if you listen to it more than once, you're going to get blessed equally more. I like to listen to teachings and broadcasts 3-4 times to get it right down into my spirit. And in doing that, then it helps keeps me full. And then out of the abundance of my heart, the mouth will speak. And you can speak those words that you learn from this broadcast into your circumstance, into your situation. You can go forward with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus, no matter what it is that you're up against this day. And I know many of you have gotten bad reports, especially in the area of health and healing, but Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the Lord God. He changes not. He is Christ the healer. He paid the price for you on the cross. He became the scapegoat for you on the cross, and in there, hanging there, he carried away all of your sickness and all of your pain. He shed his blood for you. You know, and then when you repented, up on that cross as he hanged, he became the curse offering for you. Also, cursed is every man that hangs on a tree. And in that process, when you receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and immediately you're translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son, all the promises of God are yes and amen. And amongst those promises is, I am the Christ the healer. I am the God that healeth thee. That becomes available to you immediately, and you can start believing for it and claim it and watch it happen. And we're coming into a time of great and mighty miracles. So you can go and listen and stream those radio broadcasts out there right now. You know, typically there's 5 or 6 radio broadcasts out there for you to listen to, and you can listen to them over and over again as you go. And if you tune in the following week, there'll be another broadcast there for you to listen to. So that's on the media page at our website. Also, if you want to support us financially, you know, it's such a blessing to be to give into God, and we're living in a special time now. I've mentioned it many times about the time has come where the grain and the grapes grow faster than they that can harvest it. So when you sow seed into this ministry, you're going to get it back to you, good measure, plus down, shaken together and running over, like Jesus said in Luke 6:38. But also, you know, this is a time in which the Lord will rescue you and make you both a symbol and a source of blessing. Your giving will demonstrate, when you support us financially, you're demonstrating to the Lord. You're not giving it to Touch by Him Ministries, even though that's who you're writing the check out to or making a deposit to or sending us an offering in some other way. But you're also, your giving does demonstrate to the Lord where your heart is. And when you support Him with your finances, God's going to bless you. And your giving demonstrates your trust in His way of doing things. And when you learn about it, once you get saved, and you know that there's that immediate transaction where you get translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. Well, once you're saved and you're born again, then, you know, your job is to seek first the kingdom of God, His way of doing things, learn how to do things His way, and then all these promises will be added unto you. And as I said earlier, the earth and all that is in it is the Lord's, all the silver, all the gold, the cattle of 1,000 hills, and your financial outpouring into your life as you support this ministry is now just getting underway, and He promises to continue to make you both a symbol and a source of blessing. And there's plenty, plenty more coming in this new year. Blessed be His holy name. We're getting ready. We're just coming to the end of Purim right now. As you hear this broadcast on the radio, the 16th of March, we'll be passed through the the holy day of Purim and moving into toward the time of the month of Nisan, where then we go into the time of Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the Feast of First Fruits, all feasts of the Lord that have prophetic significance to them, that were all filled when Christ laid his life down for us on the cross. So we're coming into a high holy time in the earth right now, and this year it will be more so than ever before because of what's all going on. And it ultimately, in the end, as I said, God's company, he's preparing his body, he's preparing the church, he's coming back for a glorious church not having spot or wrinkle. So anyway, that's our website, that's how you contact us, that's how you can support us financially, and God will bless you for it going forward in all these different ways. So get ready. So as I said at the opening of the broadcast, seekers will be finders and finders will be sought. So now is the time to seek the Lord with all your heart as if you've ever sought him before, because you're on a divine assignment, believer. Jeremiah 29, 12, and 13, and this is out of the Amplified Classic Edition. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me in inquire for and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. So when you seek him, you're going to find him with all your heart, and you know, he's going to start talking to you and giving you information at a whole new level that you've never experienced before. And that 2 Kings 3 verse 11, again Amplified Classic Edition, but Jehoshaphat said, is there no prophet of the Lord here by whom we may inquire of the Lord? One of the king of Israel's servants answered, Elijah, son of Shaphat, who served Elijah, is here. Well, you know, one of the things that God can do for you is while you seek him, he himself is also one of the offices that he fulfills, is a prophet. He sent you the precious Holy Spirit. And when you seek him and you find him, he's going to give you everything that you need to know. You can inquire of the Lord and he's going to answer it for you. Seekers will be finders. That's Matthew 5 verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Psalms 42, 1 through 3, this is the New King James Version. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. So there's an example, there's a picture of, you know, seekers will be finders. You know, a seeker is going to, as the deer pants for the water, so pants my soul for you, O God. My thirst for God, for the living God, when shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? He's right there, people. You just seek him. You know, and it's always, I always like that answer that God gave Moses when Moses said, well, who is it that I tell them who sent me? And God told him to say, tell him I am sent you. And, you know, and I like that because God is whatever you need him to be at any given moment in your life. You don't have any trouble, people, in your life. All you need for that circumstance or situation that is troubling you is faith in God. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible with him. He's able to accomplish his every declaration. Man, he loves you. He's for you. And he's going to bat for you like never before. So do these things. Hunger and seek him, and you'll find him, and finders will be sought. All the world, as that glory of the Lord is risen upon you, people are going to come looking for you because they want what you've got. Psalm 63, O God, you are my God. Earnestly will I seek you. My inner self thirsts for you. My flesh longs and is faint for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. You know, again, get after him. That's what David did. He was troubled on all sides, and he kept his eyes on the Lord. Isaiah 55, 1 through 2. Again, this is New King James Version. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you will have, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. I'm telling you, people, this is a time of abundance for the body of Christ. He's pouring out himself. There's a great redistribution of wealth about to happen. Hang in there, go with it, you know, and expect it, because God is doing it right now. And, you know, when you get when you believe in your heart and you confess Jesus as Lord with your mouth, that's when you're translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. And a great thing happens. You become of the seed of Abraham by faith, and a joint heir according to the promises. And when you're an heir, he is going to share his inheritance with you. And that's what's happening while his kingdom is manifesting on earth right now, as it is in heaven, like it's never done so before. This is that sharing of your inheritance. He's sharing his inheritance with you and giving it to you, so you can go forward with all the victory of the earth and just, you know, be an example of his goodness everywhere you go. Matthew 6 and 33 puts it plainly. Once you get saved, here's your next steps. But seek, this is Matthew 6, 33 out of the Amplified Classic Edition, but seek, aim at, and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, then all these things taken together will be given to you besides. You know, and that's such a great promise. All of the promises of God are yes and amen in the Anointed One, Jesus, and his anointing. And then in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him, for whoever would come near to him must necessarily believe that God exists and that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him. 1 Chronicles 16 and 11, seek the Lord and his strength, seek his presence continually. Proverbs 8 verse 17, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. And there's God talking to you. There's your promise right there. That's manifestation. So get after him. Remember, we're talking about seekers will be finders and finders will be sought. And this is your time, Christian. Jeremiah 29:13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Deuteronomy 4 and 29. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him. You will find him if you search after him with all your heart and with all your soul. You know, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let all things be established. And I've shown you those scriptures right here on this broadcast. Psalm 9, verse 10. And those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. He comes after you seek him, you find him, people. Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks it will be opened. Psalm 34:10. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Oh my goodness, how good a God we serve. Blessed be his holy name. I'm going to continue on with that particular scripture there. I stopped reading. Now I'm back up into Isaiah 55, verses 6 and 7. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Turn away from him, you the wicked, you know, the twisted people, things aren't working out for you. Turn away from those ways and turn unto the Lord. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. So many people think that it's too late for me. So many sinners think that it's too late for me. It's not too late. You know, God will forgive you. You just believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. Say the prayer of salvation. You can find that on our website. Say it believing, and God will forgive you. And then just turn your ways from the wicked ways, the twisted ways that you've been doing things, and come to the right way, which is God's way. Jesus himself says it this way: I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Nobody gets to the Father except through me. So start doing things his way. And, you know, when you seek after him, he's going to bless you. That's all there is to it. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. That's Lamentations 3, verse 25. And 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, their twisted ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. You're the only one. When you stand before God in eternity, if you haven't received Christ, you know, or whatever you've done, whether you've received Christ as Lord and Savior or not, you're going to give an account for yourself. And all men, know this right now, all men will stand before God without excuse. So don't be caught up and don't lose out because of that. God is for you, you know, and when God is for you, who or what can be against you? And you can overcome whatever, you know, the enemy's done to you. You can get back into that, into the way. Pick up, if you were saved at one time and fallen away and come back, you can pick up right from where you left off before, going forward with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. Just turn your attention to him. If you haven't ever been saved before, and now you know you're fed up with all the results that you've gotten from your own belief system, the whole world's coming to an end right now. It's all crumbling down. The financial system's collapsing. God's kingdom's doing better than ever before. The whole earth, the whole government of the world is upon Jesus' shoulders, and of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. It's on the increase like never before. And as I said, he's now preparing his church to become glorious, not having spot or wrinkle. And when we get to that glorious phase everywhere worldwide, he's coming back for us. So get ready. Jeremiah 29, 12 through 14, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. People, like I say, God's not looking to keep you under his thumb. He has come to give you life and life more abundantly, and he wants to give it to you, and he's long-suffering towards you because of that. Thank God for his long-suffering and his patience. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his presence continually. That's Psalm 105, verse 4. James 4 and 8, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Amos chapter 5, verse 4, for thus says the Lord to the house of Israel, seek me and live. And I'm telling you, we're talking about eternal life here, people. Not the kind of, you know, when you die, whether you're a believer or not, when you die, you're going to your judgment, you know, and it's immediate, absent from the body, you know, you're immediately going to your judgment. And from that point, it's heaven or hell. There is no other things that other religions deceive you and try to draw you into. There is no other way. Jesus is the only way. And so when you go to him and you seek him, you will live. You will have eternal life, life abundant on this earth. You know, you'll have salvation, complete and total soundness in every area of life, a life with nothing missing, nothing broken, and then in eternity, a life forevermore spent with him, the Father, and ultimately with the Holy Spirit when he's done doing his earthly work here. And, you know, we all get to be up there, and then we come back with him for 1,000 years to carry out the millennial reign of Christ on earth before the eighth day comes. So anyway, it's all good for God. You seek him and you will live. Psalm 40, verse 16, but may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, great is the Lord. And what's there not to love about salvation, you know? He's given you complete and total soundness in every area of your life. You know, spiritually, you're born again. You know, of the flesh, he is your healer. You can look unto him for all that you need there in the flesh. Of the soulish realm, of your mind, your will, and your emotions, you have peace. That all makes up salvation. And then also socially, you know, you'll have Christ in your life and more friends than you know what to do with at any given point in time in your life. He gives you that peace of mind that transcends all understanding. That's part of the soulish realm of it when you have that. But then, so you have a great social life, a great family life. You get restored with people. You know, God is good. And, you know, he'll send laborers across your path to help you find friends. And all you got to do really is show yourself friendly, and you'll have many a friend out there. And then also, you know, he'll bless your finances because, you know, when you're blessed, your joy will be full. And that's a good witness and a testimony unto him. And when you're blessed financially, you can help others to get to that same point. So Acts 17, verse 27, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us, you know. So just get after it. Don't be holding back. When I tell you God is for you, who or what can be against you when you seek him early? Trust me, he's looking for you to do that. And that's why you're going to find him. God is for you. And we're coming in to such a great time. As for me, I would seek God, and to God would I commit my cause. Who does great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number? That's right out of Job 5, 8, and 9. Psalm 27, 8. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. So anyway, don't be holding back. Don't limit yourself. Go for God like never before. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temples. You know, that's one of the great mysteries of salvation, when you receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. When you receive that, you know, immediately you are translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. And then your body becomes a temple of the Holy Ghost, and his body is your body, and your body is his body. So you're the temple of the Holy Spirit right then and there. And from that vantage, that born-again experience, you can gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple is inquiring within yourself from him, seeking him early. So, I mean, it's good, people. It keeps going better. It gets going better and better. And in the pride of his face, the wicked does not seek him. All his thoughts are, there is no God. That's Psalm 10, verse 4. Don't be like that. And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. That is Luke 9 and verse 10. And okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe. And that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up.